It's the atmosphere. It's like you said, all the history here is all soaked into the walls. I mean, this is the Bohemian Rhapsody piano. For a piano player to sit down at that is like, I mean, imagine that.
Do some get intimidated by that, or do they just love it?
I think people who don't really play much maybe are a bit like, oh, just have a go. Yeah. I win the Saints.
If the Queen song Bohemian Rhapsody was to be turned into a murder mystery, a Miss Marple or Lewis, because after all, someone just killed a man, put a gun against his head, and any number of people have murdered the song in a karaoke bar, then perhaps it could be said here. At this rambling, isolated farmhouse, resting amongst gentle Monmouthshire hills near the Dean Forest in the southeast of Wales. A quick glance driving past might make you think nothing special ever happens inside, but in fact, this has been the home of Rockfield Studios since the early 1960s, and some of the most famous songs and albums in rock history have been recorded here, including, in late August 1975, a large amount of Bohemian Rhapsody. All that Galileo Magnifico, and it's enough to send shivers down your spine, thinking about what goes on just off the B4233 to Chepstow.
And then it's not, doesn't just stop there. It's not like, oh, we had one band come in and do that. There's been just a history of seminal records, like Parachutes was done here, Coldplay.
There's Paolo Nutini and his Simple Minds and his Manic Street Preachers. Endless with Rockford, by the way, and Black Sabbath still come here after all.
Do they? The Coral spiritualized. What else we done?
Nigel.
Nigel Kennedy. Yeah. Huge variety of stuff.
Stone Roses.
It's almost like going to a place where you know loads of history's happened.
There's not many studios that sound like this. Come in here and you're always guaranteed to walk out with something that sounds fantastic. Yeah.